Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. We figure the weekend is a good time for that. Time to lean back a little, slow down, meet somebody interesting, hear what people are saying. Of course, when we're not on the radio, you can catch up with us on Facebook. Just search Indiana Weekend. And we'd love to hear your thoughts about the show, your comments, thoughts about whom we might talk with, or where you would like to hear our microphones. Our email address is, conveniently enough, indianaweekend@gmail.com. I'm John Strauss.
Hi, glad you could join us. John Strauss here, coming to you from Vera May's Bistro in downtown Muncie. Why this restaurant? Public radio is about communities. On Indiana Weekend, we try to go to the fun, interesting places we can think of, not only for the stories of interesting people we meet, but for that sense of place. What is it about the downtowns, the small towns, the destinations and landmarks of Indiana public radio land? I think it's about those special places that make, well, your town different from anywhere else. So I was thinking about that. I was thinking about Muncie, for example. If I asked you about downtown Muncie, you might think of the really fun Toys Forever store on South Walnut. You might think of Jack's Camera, Jeffrey Carter Jewelers, all those places. If I mentioned food, you would remind me of Casa del Sol, Fickle Peach, so many other places. And you'd have to mention Vera May's, a downtown landmark. Kent Schuff and his partner Steve Fenimore own Vera May's Bistro in downtown Muncie. And Kent is here now. Hi. Oh, they just quit playing.
Oh, hello. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. Thank you. The piano stopped. Almost on cue.
Oh, Frank will be starting back up here in just a moment, I can assure you.
I love this place, and the reason I say that is I love local places, and I love local color. And you've heard people say that, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, something unique. Did you have like a single vision for this, or did it sort of come together, added on?
It did come together. I had a vision. I mean, I always wanted, of course, since, you know, growing up in my grandmother's restaurant, I'd always wanted to own my own restaurant. And I initially wanted to start a more interesting, at the time we had like Foxfires, and we had all the chains and they all served their purpose, but something more innovative and interesting, I thought that the Muncie was lacking. So I wanted something not fine dining. I do not consider as fine dining, upscale, hopefully, but not fine dining. So I had this vision of a bistro. I had been to France before, and I just loved the charming little brasseries and the bistros. And so that's kind of was my vision. But it evolved certainly a great deal from when I first had the concept until now.
How did you, I know we've been through this tough economic times just in the past few years and still kind of climbing out of that, and restaurants took it pretty hard. How did you guys make it through?
Well, I mean, thank goodness. Everybody felt the crunch, and in our industry, there were a lot of restaurants going under, so we're extremely blessed and fortunate that we are here and doing well. I think fortunately with our clientele that we were a little bit shielded from some of that. People maybe, everybody was cutting down. So maybe they weren't, you know, having the house redecorated or going out and buying the new car, but yet dinner or especially lunch is a pretty low ticket item as far as in the big scheme of things.
You mentioned your grandmother, and your grandma had a restaurant?
Yes, Vera. I'm from Huntington. In fact, I came to Ball State and graduated and never left. That's why I'm here. My grandmother had a restaurant for 43 years in Huntington. Actually, she had two restaurants, but in Huntington. And so we grew up in that atmosphere. We saw how hard she worked, so we wanted nothing to do with the restaurant business.
So it is hard work, by the way.
Absolutely. But I love it. I mean, I'm very passionate about it. I don't know what I'd do if I weren't doing this.
What was your grandmother like?
Because you
obviously loved her.
Absolutely. I mean, I was extremely close to my grandmother. She was a dear, 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 sweet person, and she was absolutely loved what she did. I have never known anyone that worked harder than she did. Equally, yes, but harder, no. But she absolutely adored what she did. But it's a different business. I mean, from Steve and I owning Vera Mays, and with her owning her, it was just a different world.
Friends joining us on the radio, just a quick pause to remind you that this show is brought to you by Public Radio, and that means we need your help. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back with more of Indiana Weekend. But first, here are some friends who can give you the number to call to support IPR.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now, here's John Strauss.
Hi, I hope you're enjoying Indiana Weekend and the chance to meet some of the region's interesting people. We've had the chance to talk with the folks making a difference in downtown Muncie, and we'll get back to Kent at Vera Mays in just a few minutes. We've talked with the corn-fed Derby Dames, the folks in Anderson in love with that city's Walking Man project, the people in Muncie's historic neighborhoods, even a biplane flight lesson thrown in for good measure. A very fun assignment took us to a horse farm just outside Anderson, where we met the Friends of Ferdinand, the folks who retrain retired racehorses. When we met Diana Cooper, she had just gotten a former racehorse named Virgil and was preparing to retrain him.
It's a mix of country out here. We have horses next door to us and some cornfields and stuff around us, which are really nice for fall days riding. They're nice and let us go out there and do some hacking, which is exercising them. But there's some neighbors and some farms, kind of a mix in this area. The horses have been out all day. They get great turnout, helps keep them pretty calm. So these two guys are waiting to come in for dinner, so they should be pretty eager to come on up. Usually I'll turn on the light and they just come out. Dorothy! Come here. You know, one of our goals sometimes on the weekend is just to be able to stay on the farm and kind of get away from everything and take care of the horses, spend our time out here. There's always work on a farm, so whether it's riding or the projects and maintenance, mowing. Pretty full-time job in addition to our full-time jobs, but we make it all work and get up early, even though we're not quite early people like farmers are supposed to be, and do what we got to do to keep everyone going. Come here, buddy. Why aren't you calling for your girl?
What kind of horse is
this? This is a Belgian warm blood. He's a much, much bigger boned boy.
He's a big horse.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of built like a draft horse. You can definitely get some perspective between him and Virgil, the foster horse that we have right now. So my husband wasn't a horse person, and I have a decent sized horse too. And I've had this one, the two here right now for a while, and we got Virgil, and he's like, oh, he's so cute and little. Definitely a little bit of a size difference. Thoroughbreds tend to be a lot more fine-boned. And this guy's particularly narrow, kind of in the shoulder, just a very slender thoroughbred. So definitely a big difference in thoroughbreds versus your quarter horses or warm bloods like we have here.
Diana Cooper, who has a horse farm near Anderson and is a member of Friends of Ferdinand, a group we profiled on Indiana Weekend earlier this year. We get to bring you some fun stories like that on Indiana Weekend, and I always say thanks to Marcus Jackman and the other folks at Indiana Public Radio, and thanks to Dillman's Furniture, our other supporters, including folks like you, because, of course, Indiana Weekend is brought to you by Public Radio, and that means we need your help from time to time, so as we get ready for the next segment, talking to Kent down at Vera Mays about the future of Muncie's downtown, I'd like you to meet some of the friends who can talk with you about how to support shows like this and be part of the IPR family.
talking with Kent Schuff, owner of Vera Mays and in downtown Muncie. Can we walk over here just a second? I want you to tell me just a little bit about what we're seeing, because this wood is beautiful. Was this wood...
We're originally in the original bistro side. In this particular building, the only thing original are the hardwood floors. Everything else actually has been added. All of the woodwork in here came from a salvaged house that was torn down about three blocks from here, and all the staircase, all the wood, everything was salvaged, and we bought that and resized it for what we needed. All of the fixtures, the light fixtures in both in the bistro and in the Ballard, all came out of the old city hall, or excuse me, not the city hall, the courthouse, before it was torn down.
These lights?
Yes, they were all salvaged, and I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. And the bar, actually the old bar up front near the front door.
We're near the front door now, yeah.
It came from my grandmother's restaurant, her original restaurant. That was actually demolished in 1963 when they put in the reservoir in Huntington. But it had been salvaged, and it was in my parents' garage since 1963. So when the time came,
Vera's still here.
That's right, and including if you were to set up one of the bar stools and put your hand up under there, there's gum under there that dates back to probably the 1930s.
Can we step outside just a second?
Absolutely.
We are we're at Vera Mays Bistro. Tell me about your thoughts about downtown Muncie. I know there's a lot of work going on.
Absolutely. When I purchased this building in 1996, and when I first purchased this building, I mean, the downtown was a pretty frightening spot. I mean, between then and now, I mean, it's a huge, huge difference.
What has happened to make
that
difference?
Well, it's that there's been a lot of facade restorations. That was a big, 10 years ago, they had gone through $1.5 million facade grant program, which we did take advantage of. And especially then, I mean, that was a big deal for us. I mean, we could not have been financially set to do that. That made a big, big change on the actual facades. But I mean, my feeling is that downtown did not die overnight, and it's going to take quite some time for it to come back. But the momentum is there. I mean, I think it's being realistic. You take a couple steps forward and a step back. But the momentum is there, and I feel very positive about what's happening downtown.
And you're on South Walnut Street, which is, this is a great place to start thinking about, right?
Yes. I mean, of course, I didn't know that at the time, but the 200 block is, I mean, this is a very active block. And I'm very, very fortunate that this is where it's at.
Do you have it? I know there's a committee working on, hey, what can be done and so forth. If they were to ask you, and maybe they already have, what advice would you give, say, the mayor and others who are thinking about, well, what can they do? They've done the facade restoration a few years ago.
Right.
What else would you ask that they do?
Well, they're getting ready to start a round two of that facade.
That's right, yeah.
Program, and I think they've will be earmarking $1 million for that. So that should do several more buildings in the immediate downtown area. They just announced maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago that they're going to be putting in the bike lanes in downtown. They're taking some of the streets and creating more on-street parking, which is, I mean, there's a lot of parking in downtown, but a lot of that is private parking as well. So that certainly will help. They're talking about some other incentives I'm not privy to that information, but incentives for small businesses to locate downtown. But I think that we need
you're kind of chipping away at it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I think, we have several bars downtown. I think now we're in desperate need, I think, of a supermarket. Not a supermarket, excuse me, a small grocery. Because, more and more often there are people living downtown. And now with the project at the Hotel Roberts, that will create, I believe, another 73 to 78 units. So those will be, even yet more people living downtown. So, I mean, we need things like that. I think that more retail. I would love to welcome a couple more restaurants. You know, but we just need to create this this entertainment district. And like I said, the momentum is there, but it's just realistic that, you know, you lose one, you pick up two. You lose one, you pick up two.
Kent Schuff, owner of Vera May's Bistro with Steve Fenimore on Life in Downtown Muncie. The idea of Indiana Weekend is that it's harder now to find on the radio those kinds of stories about interesting places and people making a difference. We try to do that with the show, and we really appreciate hearing from you. We're grateful, too, that so many people have become partners with IPR, like our program sponsor, Dillman's Furniture. They're supporting local public radio. If you've been thinking about how you can make a difference and you'd like to help out, I'd like you to meet some friends who can talk with you about how to support shows like this and be part of the IPR family.